This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jamfcats News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Mike Dickinson will be along in about a half an hour. Talk a little bit about some of the craziness apparently happening out there in Charlottesville and Albemarle. Got a great text here. I'm going to share it with everybody, by the way. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804. 1140. I told you that I wanted to get rid of some silver and stuff that I got from my mom's house. And a lot of it, honestly, it's silverware, you know, forks and spoons and knives, but it's not a whole set. And it has absolutely positively no emotional value. Like we've never used it. We've never eaten with this stuff. It was just stuff that my mom had accumulated. And I would imagine first my dad accumulated, and then when he passed away, she accumulated, and then she passed away, and then, well, now I've accumulated it, and quite frankly, I don't want it. If I can turn it into actual cash and then use that for something to, well, for anything, maybe another inflatable. Maybe I can get the 20-foot tall reindeer inflatable. Now, I'm not going to buy it now because that'd be crazy. It's like $500-$600. I would wait until the day after Christmas when I know that At Home will have it on sale for like $8 or something. And true, I then have to go out and find some sort of a storage facility for 11 months of the year. But other than that, it should be a great bargain. So I get a note here. Jeff, if you or your listeners want to sell sterling silver, old or broken gold or sterling silver, or silver or gold coins, consider Capital City Coin and Currency at 8801 Patterson Avenue. Capital City actually advertised with you. That's right. It's many years ago, though. And Richard says, the owner, Luke Perotti, and I had the pleasure of meeting you many years ago. Integrity, honesty, fair prices, buying and selling. Richard. Richard, I absolutely remember that. That's right. That's right. And I'll have to run some of the stuff over there, see what we can get for it. Capital City Coin and Currency on Patterson Avenue. That's absolutely right, Richard. I remember that now. It is many years ago that I told people about Capital City Coin and Currency. So thank you for the reminder. Jeremy says, come on, be a man. Just melt it down yourself and create silver bars. That's what a real man would do. This from Jeremy, who is afraid of needles and therefore has no tattoos. All right, don't go preaching at me, dude. If you are interested in the ink, I remind you. Now this is one of those, look, we either help people in our community or we don't. I personally try my best to help people in this community because I love Central Virginia. I am fearful about what happens over the next 4 years. I don't honestly know if at the end of 4 years you and I will be here, but you know, for the time being anyway, we gotta huddle up and get ready for some rough sledding. So Mike Ivey is a great guy, an absolute Central Virginia treasure. And he owns and operates Journey's End Tattoo Studio, 2090 Anderson Highway in Powhatan. And I know his work because I have his work and I want more of his work. But for me to be able to get more of his work, Journey's End Tattoo Studio, 2090 Anderson Highway in Powhatan, has to be up and running. And Mike said it's a difficult time right now. He doesn't have a lot of customers on the books. In fact, he was sharing, and again, I don't want you to think I'm breaking some sort of a confidence. He didn't reach out to me and say, hey, Jeff, I got to tell you about the terrible stuff that's happening. He's sharing it on social media that his entire week is open. There's literally nobody sitting in his chair. And if you don't have the customers, you can't pay the bills. So if, in fact, you like tattoos, if, in fact, you like ink and you've been thinking about something, I'm telling you, get off the dime and reach out to Mike and get it done. Let's make sure that Journey's End can stay in business, that Mike can stay in business, that Mike can continue owning and operating Journey's End Tattoo Studio. Want to make a day of it? I think Barham Seafood, right next door, go in and get a little something to eat. And yeah, I'm going to give you his phone number because I want to help him. 804-594-6395. 804-594-6395. Why the devotion to Mike Ivey and Journey's End? Because when Carl Leonard and I, the sheriff of Chesterfield County, did our Special Olympics logo tattoo challenge, it was Mike Ivey and Journey's End Tattoo Studio that stepped up and said, we'll do those tattoos. And we're not going to charge you anything because we want all the money to go to Special Olympics of Virginia. You make no mistake, Mike didn't have to do that. Neither Carl nor I, neither Sheriff Leonard nor I asked him to do that. He just said, I'm going to do that. So now's the time to help him out. All right? That's all. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, hold on to that silver. Silver's going to be going up like crazy in the coming years. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. But right now, all it is taking up room, and I don't need it. We were discussing earlier whether you're doing the white lights or the colored lights, and then I started thinking, oh, wait a minute, can you say that? So we're talking about multicolored lights. Because you know somebody's going to be offended. Wait, did you say this? Did you say that? We're talking about white lights or lights that have color in them. Other colors other than white. Why would you have white lights? I guarantee you there's a leftist somewhere going, oh, white lights, that's all about white supremacy, right? You can't even talk about Christmas lights in this day and age without somebody being offended. In fact, you can't talk about Christmas lights because somebody's going to be offended because those lights could be for something. Jeff, how do you know they're not Diwali lights? You know what? You're right. What about your Hanukkah lights? Isn't your whole holiday about light? Why are you talking about Christmas lights there, Mr. Katz? I can almost give up, but I won't. So I'm still trying to figure out which way we're going to go on that. I did check in with the home office moments ago, and Heidi reminded we do the white lights, clear lights. Lights that are not multicolored. Because, well, I don't know why. All right, I want you to take a listen to a couple of crazy things that are going on. The attacks on President Trump are continuing, and it's really demonstrating the desperation coming from the leftists. God, they're just... Well, let's start with the yakking yentas, all right? Is that okay? Can we start with the yakking yentas over on The View? It's such a painful, painful thing to have to endure it. But take a listen to cut number three, please.
I just can't believe he just lies like that. He's just lying.
Anything that comes out of his mouth, you can't seems have to be wait. A lie.
After 10 years of Donald Trump, you can't believe he lies.
It's shocking to see someone, but it's still shocking to me. It is. You know why? Anna, it is shocking to me to see someone that holds the office of the presidency of the United States lie to the American people over
well,
and over.
Well, politicians
it should
tend
not
to,
be normal.
But politicians tend to lie. We agree on that. This is
like
over the
that?
Top.
I mean, it's just
no,
over
this
the
is
top.
Pathological lying. Wait, it's
he
different.
Says prices yeah. are going down. When's the last time Donald Trump, you think, went to the supermarket?
Orange juice is up 29%.
Yesterday. I was at the supermarket yesterday, and I literally decided well, not to buy salmon one, because of the
And
price.
One of the things that
if
they're
I
saying...
I can't buy it. Think about the average American.
You can afford this
one. One of the.
I did, but I chose not to because I thought it was too expensive.
She wants to get she wants for Nana. Right?
Yeah. But the point
it's
is, the if
principle.
I think it's too expensive,
yeah. it's like okay. my
someone
husband,
that has
my
some,
husband
some
will
means,
do anything.
Imagine.
She has a husband? Oh my God, that's the biggest news from any of that. Joy Behar has a husband? Germ, can you look into that? Honestly, I just don't believe that's true. I mean, given that we were just talking with Preston Truman Boyd about the tumultuous ending of the star of Les Mis, if I were married to Joy Behar, I would have a tumultuous ending. Hey, give me cut number two also from The View.
You gotta go.
Wait, 1 second. The other thing I am so sick of hearing from Donald Trump is once you become the president, I don't remember an administration, and I could be standing to be corrected on this, that constantly talks about the left and the Democrats. Once you're president, yeah. You know, I don't remember Biden constantly saying Republicans, Republicans, Republicans. He talked about what we
this
need to do.
I gotta go. No more talking. We'll be right back.
How old is that lady? She's like 11 years old. She doesn't remember the Biden folks trashing Republicans. Maybe she doesn't understand that when you call Republicans and conservatives Nazis and pieces of garbage, that's actually trashing them, ma'am. Really? All right. Jeremy has confirmed Joy Behar is, in fact, married. Wow. Well, there's somebody to put on your prayer list right there, Mr. Joy Behar. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. I remind you, if you have your Christmas parade planning underway, and you are thinking about asking me to participate, because it happens every year. I'm really very fortunate in this. I always get the invitations, but I just have to remind you. And I don't mean it to sound like, well, I don't know how it sounds. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't do them alone, ever. My best buddy, Emily Morrissey, is part of the parade with me, or I'm not part of the parade. So... We've done them for years. Where do we do them, Emily? It's New Kent, right? Don't we always do Providence Forge, I think. I think we always do the Providence Forge Parade. And then last year, it was the big Dominion Energy Parade. Why was that? Oh, I know what it was. It was the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. That's what it was. All right, so I don't know. I honestly don't know what the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is planning for Christmas this year. But if, in fact, I get an invite, then it has to include Emily Morrissey as my co-parade patron. All right, so just FYI, Providence Forge, Luke Scott, I think, normally reaches out on that one, and Chris Beach over the Fatherhood Foundation. So if we get it, and if we don't, Emily, look, we'll just sit around and have our own little parade. We can do that. We just go, you know what we do, I think? We just get in the car and go through the drive-thru at McDonald's or something. Because you know what's at McDonald's right now? Germ, don't get bent out of shape, but the McRib is back for a limited time. The McRib, just so you know, in my studied years with the McRib, I don't think it actually contains any meat whatsoever. I really don't. I don't think there's anything there that was ever anything other than a science project, and I don't care. I love the McRib. Every year, I try and treat myself to one McRib. So I must go and get my McRib. A couple of other little things I need you to take a listen to before we chat with our pal Mike Dickinson. Germ, can we do CNN? Because something really interesting happened at CNN, and this doesn't happen at CNN all that often. But there was actual truth that was shared on CNN, and it involves Chris Matthews. Anybody remember Chris Matthews with the tingly leg and a whole slew of lies, and he's like madly in love with all the Kennedys or something? So he's on CNN. They actually call him out for being a liar. Cut number six.
I think it's awful that these people are obeying him. I don't. The Senate is going to do what it can to logjam this whole effort to get the truth out.
Yeah, this is huge news. The Senate Majority Leader John Thune indicating that this bill just passed the United States House by a 427-1 vote, now could pass the Senate as soon as tonight. In fact, that is what he just told reporters just moments ago. He said that it could move, quote, fairly quickly.
And the idea of MBS, excuse me, the guy murdered somebody. A Washington Post reporter, and the Washington Post never mentioned today any problem with that. They never editorialized against it. The murderer of our reporter is at a meeting in the White House today, but we're not going to mention it today because it's owned by a Republican Trump guy.
I actually wanted to give you the opportunity to correct the record on something that a previous guest said, Chris Matthews, when he was talking about the Washington Post, that the paper didn't address the murder of Khashoggi today with this visit of MBS to the White House.
We actually addressed it beginning yesterday when I wrote a column about the visit in advance of this. Obviously, this is something that I've been aware of for several weeks that the Crown Prince was coming.
Interesting. So Chris Matthews, once again, lying, caught lying, and even CNN found the lies so egregious he had to... they had to correct them. Oh, and by the way, Khashoggi was not a reporter. No, well, he wasn't. He was kind of like a little blogger, an opinion blogger. Now, I'm not excusing what happened to him. Let's be very clear on that. But they keep describing him as a reporter and a journalist, and he was actually neither one of those things. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
534, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. You know what that means. Oh, you know what that means. We are always so excited when our pal Mike Dickinson makes some time for us. Mike is our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, following so much stuff on a Virginia basis. And he's also our WWE expert. So we get him in on both of those issues on Wednesday. Mike, thank you for being here, sir.
Anytime for you, Jeff. Anytime.
All right. Let us start with some of the craziness that is or is not going on out in Charlottesville. You know, the Times-Dispatch had a story. Now, we know the story didn't run on Monday because they don't actually print on Monday anymore. But Youngkin leaves with UVA in turmoil. Anything to that?
So this is all Democrat imposed, where Governor Youngkin, every governor gets to appoint his members to the Board of Visitors at universities throughout Virginia. It says it in the state constitution. It says that it's been honored in Virginia for years. And the Democrats in Virginia have done just like the Democrats in Washington, where they don't want to do their duty and vote to confirm members of the Board of Visitors so they can do their job and run the university, mm-hmm. and they can do their job and hire a new president. So the Democrats have been obstructing the law in Virginia the last 3.5 years now, and that's why UVA is in turmoil, because they can't get these Board of Visitors members to pass through the General Assembly so they can get a new president. And then Governor-elect Pantsuit Spanberger has weighed in on it, saying that that Youngkin should just, he should just walk away, take an early vacation, and she'll handle getting the new UVA president set up, because it can be another leftist Marxist. Right. You know, we had the big scandal at UVA. Jim Ryan, the former president, he stepped down because big scandal with the Department of Justice, where he would not comply with their eliminating the DEI initiatives and all the other cover-ups that have been going on at UVA. You know, we had the UVA football shooting a couple years ago, where they only issued half of the report came out and the other half was redacted. So we'll never know what was going on with that. We'll never know for certain what was going on with all these DEI initiatives that infiltrated there, and how they did not comply with the mandate. You know, and that's what I just really want that we all need to remember about the Democrats, especially these Democrats that run these universities, be it VCU, George Mason, UVA. It seems like getting a PhD makes you a jerk, because it makes you think you're so arrogant and you know everything that you don't have to listen to the law. And I'm sorry, but being the president of a university, really, you're the same level to me as the guy that picks up the trash. You know, you're a public servant, and you work for the public. You don't get to decide what you want to do because you think you know it all.
That's right. That's exactly right. Let's talk about the speech that took place. Victoria Cobb, who is the president over there at the Family Foundation, a lovely woman. I mean, a brilliant lady, just a marvelous person. She was invited, if I understand it correctly, to speak at a high school, Turning Point USA chapter for a high school at Albemarle, right? And then, to put it mildly, they didn't want her to speak. What's the story behind that?
So Albemarle County has become really ground zero for the Marxist invasion of the suburban angry moms of Virginia. That's all angry liberal white women, that they all live in Albemarle County. They all go and drink their wine and sip on their Starbucks lattes and want to force their angry woman beliefs on everybody that, you know, and you know, I'm just opinionizing, but, you know, they hate men, so they want everybody to be okay with being transgender. And if you speak out against transgenderism, then you're promoting violence and you're promoting hate. Mm-hmm. And so Turning Point USA, they have a chapter at West Albemarle High School for high school students. And, you know, it's good. It should be treated like any other high school or college organization. Kids who have a conservative viewpoint should be allowed to meet, you know, especially if you're going to allow transgender students to meet or anybody else that wants to meet. You know, a club is a club is a club.
Right.
And Victoria Cobb was invited to come speak at the high school for the Turning Point USA event, and the school board in West Albemarle, this lady named Spillman, she's a school board member. They're Allison Spillman, and she has a transgender child, so that shows you how good her parenting is. Mm. She absolutely had a meltdown about it and tried to block it, and they had to go to court and get a court order to let Victoria Cobb speak because this Allison Spillman woman was saying that Victoria Cobb was spreading hate and violence and all of the usual, you know, liberal buzzwords. Yep. Because with liberals, and Democrats these days, especially the angry white women pantsuit division that Spanberger so heavily relies upon, you can't have a disagreement about with them.
That's true.
If you say something against them, you're promoting violence, you're inciting hate. But, you know, they won't speak up about, you know, a transgender person going into a crowd, you know, an anti-abortion crowd and assaulting somebody. They won't say anything about that. They won't say anything about, you know, Jimmy Lee Jarvis, a member of the Richmond Democrats, who allegedly, you know, made a verbal threat to bomb John Reed and Andy. You know, they won't say anything about that. But God forbid you say transgenderism is a mental illness. Now you're promoting hate and inciting violence.
Right. No, it is craziness. And Mike, we are in, I've said it before, we are in for some very rough sledding the next 4 years. They have already started introducing their legislation, completely and totally revoking right to work is right there at the top. They've got all sorts of new taxes and fees and mandates. It is going to be exponentially more expensive to live in Virginia. Exponentially more expensive to run a business in Virginia. I don't know. You know, it's funny. I don't honestly know what the end game is. Is it simply to chase away everybody who disagrees with the nonsense and turn it into a one-party socialist state? Is it are they really of the belief, oh, it's only the millionaires and billionaires that pay for this stuff? And I mean, you got to think at some point, if they actually are employed in some way, they'll figure out, won't they? They're paying for all this nonsense.
And you would think so. And the sad thing is that Virginia is a beautiful state. If you took out Northern Virginia, if you took out Richmond, if you took out Charlottesville, the rest of the state would vote 90% Republican. If you took, it's just like Illinois. I do a lot of business in Illinois. And once you get outside of Chicago, beautiful state. I mean, agricultural, University of Illinois, beautiful area.
Right.
But you have all those Democrat voters in that one central location, like Chicago, that just weigh the whole state down, just like they do in Virginia with Northern Virginia, Richmond, Charlottesville, that weigh it down and are kind of a noose around its neck. You know, there have been several bills filed in West Virginia. They want to take in the western southern half of Virginia into their state, and the people there in southern and western Virginia want to go and join West Virginia because they have more in common with the people there than they do the people that are going to be running the state of Virginia very soon.
That is absolutely correct. I can't see how that winds up, but man, it is such a bizarre, absolutely bizarre situation. So the windup was, though, Victoria Cobb did get to speak, but they made it as difficult as possible. And I wonder, I have to imagine it's probably a one-off, right? They're not going to let other conservatives come to speak. So we'll probably hear more from that Turning Point USA chapter out there at West Albemarle High School, don't you think?
I think so. I would expect that they're going to have an uphill battle on any speaker that they want to bring in.
Yeah.
And especially up there, you know, I mean, Philip Hamilton, we know Philip Hamilton. He's ran for state senate up there a couple of times. He's been one of the big active voices up there trying to organize Albemarle to push back against these leftists. I mean, if you follow him on Facebook, that guy, he's you know, kind of adopted a page from my book when I was running. He's everywhere these days up there. And we need people who will not allow this to continue on and push back against the leftists and their censorship. Because, you know, I mean, if you don't like Victoria Cobb, don't go to hear her speak. And it just seems like the left has a hard time acknowledging that they want to be able to march in the streets and burn things down and riot without anybody saying a word. But if, God forbid, if you speak up against them, they want to silence you by any means necessary.
That's right. Well, that is absolutely right. They want you to have the freedom to speak so long as what you're saying is something they agree with, and otherwise you are, as you pointed out, somehow you're fomenting hate or peddling division or this other garbage. All right, Mike, I do it every week. We talk about your responsibilities and your great work as a citizen journalist, as a citizen reporter, exemplary. But you are also our WWE expert, our expert commentator on all things WWE. It is just about over, except for the packing of the boxes for John Cena, correct?
Yeah, he's only, I think, got one or two more appearances left. He's got War Games, and then I think the DC SmackDown, I think, is the last one, I believe. I know at War Games it's going to be a rematch with him and Dominic Mysterio, and Natalya was actually on Sirius XM today, and she was saying that she's hoping that she sees the same ending for the Cena title run as we do, where she thinks that Dominic Mysterio should be the one to take it, because one, it will be good because Dominic is a strong character now, and it will only make him even stronger, and two, it will finally give him something over his father, Rey Mysterio. Right. It will finally let him kind of step into that. We saw a great tag match this past week on Cena's last appearance on Raw on Monday with him, Rey Mysterio, and Sheamus versus the Judgment Day. Wow. That Cam Scadaboo, the football player, got involved with and got a lot of ESPN attention for that, because he's on injured reserve and somehow he's at ringside and got involved in pushing one of the Judgment Day.
Well, now, come on, Kat. You know as well as I do. You watched that, as I did, and you looked at all of the mainstream media coverage and all of the hullabaloo. Did you not sit back and go, here we go, Triple H, man? Of course it's all a work, but God, what great placement and performance.
I know. Triple H is good at that. Triple H is very good at thinking of outside the box ways and ways to get real traction in the real media. And everybody, I mean, I was watching ESPN First Take, I think, yesterday or this morning, and that's all they talked about was, should Cam Scadaboo have been there? He's on injured reserve. Oh, it's so terrible. He's got a season-ending injury, but he's got time for WWE. And then he's posting, I love WWE. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come and get involved, so of course I'm going to do it.
Let's face it, Cam Scadaboo was safer there with less of a risk of injury ringside with WWE performers at Madison Square Garden than he was at home making a PB&J in his own kitchen.
Without a doubt. J.D. McDonoghue and Judgment Day, they're going to all, take care of, even though they're going to take care of him and make sure that no one gets hurt. They're all professionals, and they know they're going to take care of him.
They absolutely are. And I'll tell you what, I don't follow it the way that you do, but I saw this Dominic Mysterio. Now, I'm still envisioning his dad, and I'm thinking, holy mother of God, this kid, his dad was amazing, but not the physical stature. This kid seems to have it all, and I don't do predictions, but like you, I'm thinking it's got to be Cena doing the favor for him, which just catapults him into a whole other category, like into the stratosphere.
Without a doubt. And, Dominic Mysterio's got that heel charisma right now very honky-tonk man-esque and very Eddie Guerrero-esque, where he can play the bad guy and you just dislike him from his mannerisms.
Yeah. And, behind the scenes, he's got to be like three of the most likable guys that you would ever meet, don't you think?
Without a doubt. You hear that from, you read stories about that a lot.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy. Well, now listen, I know you're still working on getting the X stuff back. Any place you want people to be looking for you on social media, or you still want to make a big bang with it?
I'm going to make a big bang with it on X very soon. I'm almost ready for that. So everybody just be ready.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and WWE expert commentator. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Don't forget the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But if you really think that anybody is going to send you an answer at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're crazy. But feel free to contact us at 3 o'clock in the morning if that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's when you're up and doing whatever it is that you need to do. So again, 833-804-1140. I just posted a couple of photos. It's amazing to me what Facebook does in terms of memories, what Google does in terms of memories. And both of them reminded me that 10 years ago tonight, I was actually in Bon Air, which no great surprise there. I love Bon Air, some great people down there. But I was meeting with the three real big heroes of Benghazi. Seriously, I was with Chris Tanto-Peranto. I was with John Tegan. And I was with Oz, Mark Oz Geist. If you've never seen these guys, now you probably saw the movie or one of the movies. The movie that these guys were involved in is a great one. I have the poster. They all signed it, and I have it sitting right here. It's a Michael Bay film, and it was. I don't know if you're a Michael Bay fan. I'm not necessarily a Michael Bay fan because I think there does get to a point where you say, "Yeah, really cool that everything is exploding." But there really needs to be some sort of a, what's that word? Story. Yes, there needs to actually be a story and not just mechanical crap blowing up. So this one actually has a story, and it's a good one. And anyway, if you've never seen the real guys, Tonto or Teague or Oz, go to Radio Cats on Facebook. That's where I've got those photos posted, and you can take a look at them. Now, tomorrow, we have the Treasurer of the United States of America. Seriously, the Treasurer of the United States of America. Do you have currency? All right, and I have to explain what currency is, because there's a whole generation that has no idea what money is. right? All seriously, you know electronic credits. That's all you know. Well, look, there's 600 credits in this. Do you know what $5? No. But if in fact you have some of that funny looking paper stuff, you'll see this gentleman's signature at the bottom because he's the treasurer of the United States of America. So he's going to be on. We'll talk a little bit about economics. That'll be a good time. I think we got my buddy TJ Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market because we're in the crunch, gang. Tomorrow's going to be 1 week to Turkey Day, to Thanksgiving. And because of that, I have to make this announcement. The final Friday of each and every month, as you know, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. However, the final Friday of November, well, I won't be here because it's the day after Thanksgiving. So this Friday, it's technically a week early, but it's okay. This Friday, we will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, okay? Make sure you are here for that. I don't want you to miss it. And I'll give you just a tiny little hint. Our honoree this month is just a funny, funny guy and a real good dude from Colonial Heights. I don't normally give any sort of hints, but I'm just letting you know that this particular gentleman, I guess that's a hint as well, is a great officer, and he's with Colonial Heights. So that's going to happen this Friday. We will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And I keep getting notes saying, hey, you've yet to honor a DOC officer. That's because I haven't had any nominated. If you're involved in Virginia Department of Corrections and you want to nominate somebody, please shoot me that nomination. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.